Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
We're all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Bert's with us in California, Silicon Valley engineer, patent holder. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vince. Glad to be here Monday morning. Hey, believe it or not, it's raining here.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
We're not supposed to have rain this time of year. Well, we don't, but we are. So there you have it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Heard, I was thinking about, we had some rain here, too, and it's been kind of nice because on and off rain, it's been overcast for many days. And, you know, we look at the weather report, and we need 3 days of sun in order to cut the hay. And the weather report says it's going to rain, and it's just a little sprinkling. Just enough to mess up cutting the hay. And so we need several more days to dry out the ground. And then we need some more days to, once the ground is dry, we cut the hay. And then we need three more days of no rain. So we need about 6 days in a row. And when we get that, we'll be able to cut the hay. And if we don't get that, then the hay will become really tough. And the cows don't like it when it's tough. And they don't like eating it. So that's the condition, that's the weather condition. Bert, you know, I was reading about Ford and their Mustang electric vehicle. And if I got this right, and I think I do, the new Mustangs don't come with a charging cable on the Mustang Mach-E. So when you go to buy your new Ford electric vehicle Mustang, like a 23... year model, they you have to pay extra for a charging cable. Now, that's what I wanted to ask you. When you buy a charger, well, when you bought a car, an electric vehicle, don't they come with a cable and you buy your own charger, or do they come with a charger and then and a cable, or how does that work?
Well, you know, Vince, it's just slightly more complicated than that. So can I back up for a second and say that there's three levels of charging. There's level one charging, level two charging, and level three charging, also known as supercharging or DC fast charging. So level one charging is simply 110 volts and that or 120. So that's basically plugging into, I don't want to say any outlet in your house because this has happened to many people. You plug it in an outlet and you trip in the breaker because you're car charger might be drawing 15 amps and you're on a 15 amp circuit with something else going, or even a 20 amp circuit and you got something else going on that circuit. But level one is basically designed to plug in to that normal voltage. Now, all cars, I thought, and I have had a number of EVs, both plug-in hybrids and all EV, they all come with a level one charger so you can at least take it home and plug it in. If Ford's not doing that, I'm surprised they don't cost a lot to make because everyone thinks there's electronics in the charger. It's really the cable, the connector, bunch of protective devices, but all the smarts, all the electronics, all the timers and the rectifiers and the extra protection devices, they're in the car. So the charger's not much to it if you looked at a schematic, but they should have. Now, I don't know why, if it's true, they're not shipping them. They can have mine for my Ford Fusion because I just have it in the back seat of my car for emergencies. So then, Vince, there's level two, which most people use at home, and level two works on 220 or 240, and you do have to wire that into a separate circuit. Typically, it's a 30-amp charge, and you use a 40-amp breaker, but, you know, it can vary. Sometimes they go a little higher. The charge point unit I have had a couple options how you can set it up when you install it, depending on the circuit. And that's a level 2 charger. You will not get that with any car that I know of, unless it's an incentive that the salesman throws in for you. And that typically costs around $500 or so, unless you got a promotion with your car. Sometimes there's discount coupons. And you have to wire that in. Now, that goes a lot faster than level 1, and that's what I use and most people use it. We're level 1, and again, it depends on the size of your battery, right? But level 1 might take the whole day to charge, or at least overnight. Level 2, many hours to charge. And then supercharger, which some cars, most new cars are equipped with, that can charge your car, you know, let's just say maybe half hour to an hour. And there are, so here's the thing that's also been in the news, Vince, is there were two connector standards and two basically charging standards that use different supercharging circuitry and protocols. Tesla had one, and virtually every other car company had the other. It looked like the other one was going to win, but Vince, a couple of weeks ago, Ford said, we're adopting the Tesla standard. And then GM followed last week and said, well, we're going to adopt the Tesla standard. So it looks like Vince, plugs are going to change, because all the other car models that had the plug that worked on the non-Tesla charger are going to now, in the future, and I'm not sure what model year that's going to be, they're going to be working on the Tesla standard. And the plugs are different, Vince. Now, there are adapters to go either way, but it's sort of like, I don't want to say it's the beta VHS war, because if you put an adapter, it works. You couldn't do that with beta and VHS. But it looks like the Tesla standard is going to be winning out in the future. So, Vince, I gave you a long answer for class, and you asked why the Mustang E-Mach is not coming with the charger cable. And, Vince, I gave you an answer, but it wasn't the answer to your question. I don't know why Ford is not shipping that. Maybe
it's not only the Mach-E or the E-Mach, it's the Ford Lightning truck. Bert, I did a quick calculation. And so level 1 charger, 15 amps times 120 volts is 1,800 watts.
Sounds about right.
1,800 watts times 24 hours comes out to 43 kilowatts. Bert, that to charge that car is more electricity than my farm uses. Probably,
yeah.
You know, more electricity than the farm uses for a day.
Yeah, it's been a lot.
The farm uses about 33 kilowatts a day, 30 to 33. This is 43 kilowatts to charge the car.
Yeah. Well, that sounds about right. Some cars with very large batteries probably will. They definitely will not charge overnight on just level 1. So also level 1, Vince, it's not very efficient. You're drawing a lot of amps out of your, you know, regular electrical wiring. There's going to be IR losses through the wires. So it's not really the most efficient way to charge your battery. So level 2 is really a better way to go. And I think what I'm just guessing here, what Ford is most likely doing is they're saying, look, you really got to charge these vehicles on level 2. If you want a level 1 charger for emergencies, we're not going to waste money and throw them in on every car when maybe only less than half, maybe less than a quarter of everybody will ever need a level 1 charger.
Elon Musk said. That's exactly what he said. He said it's a waste. It's a waste putting the cables in the car because statistically he said you hardly use them.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Well, that's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, think about the old days. You know, when a car manufacturer included a spare tire. Well, you hardly ever use it, but when you have a flat, it sure is handy. And not only that, but they used to put in a lug nut wrench. They used to put in a jack.
Yeah. You know what one of my cars comes with now is a can. There's no spare tire. There's a can of some type of goo that if you get a flat, you're supposed to spray it into the tire. That was my Ford came with that. So I actually did get a flat driving somewhere, and I got there and called AAA, and I was thinking of spraying that stuff in the tire because it was a slow leak. And the guy said, you know, you're really lucky you didn't spray that goop into your tire. I don't know why they're giving them in the cars instead of, and I did not have a spare tire. He said pretty much most of the tire shops around here will not patch a tire that has that goop in it because it kind of ruins the tire. It doesn't, it'll make it really hard to patch your tire. And you're lucky you didn't use it. So, yeah, it was a slow leak, and I made it back and got the tire, you know, patched because you got to patch a radial. You can't plug them. At least you shouldn't. And it was fine. But, yeah, Vince, they were leaving out the spare tire and shipping a can of goop and telling you to use that if you got a flat.
Yeah, well, let me share this with you, Bert. We have a tire shop here at the Forum. And sometimes people will put that slime, you know, like a quart of slime, which is this green, yellow-green looking liquid. And when it contacts air, it gets hard. And the problem is when they put a quart of that or so in a tire wheel assembly, that tire and wheel goes round and round and round, and a centrifugal force applies a coating of that all over the inside of the tire and the wheel. And then what happens is it's a mess when you go to take, so now you've got a tire that has failed, you got it to limp along, and you get it to the tire shop, and they break the tire off the wheel, dismount it, and now there's this goop everywhere. Now, some of those inflatable tire repair cans under pressure will get hard, and it's all on the inside of the wheel. So when you go to put the next tire on there, you got to scrape it off. And you really can't scrape it off. You've got to use a wire wheel and wire wheel it off, which puts airborne particles in the air, and you have to wear a respirator. And who the heck wants to do that? Because in a traditional tire shop, you may have several tire changes, a whole bunch of guys working on tires. Nobody wants to breathe that. All these particles of aluminum dust, steel dust, and whatever the sealant compound is that got hard on the inside of the tire, nobody wants to breathe that. So the guy working in the next bay is breathing the dust from the bay that's being used to buff the wheels. What a mess. I mean, it's a real mess. And all I had to do is keep doing what they used to do, which is put a spare tire and a jack and a lug wrench in the vehicle. That's all I had to do. But they stopped doing it. And, Bert, here's another problem. If you look at where the spare tires were mostly carried, now in some old model Porsches like the 914, the spare tire was in the front. And that's because the engine was in the middle and there's no room for the spare tire in the back trunk. But typically, spare tire goes in the back and it lays flat. And the idea is it's about the same level as the bumper. So if there's a rear-end collision, you have an extra piece of absorbing steel plus rubber or aluminum alloy to help the survivability of that car crash.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product fact I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Bert's with us, and none of what we've been discussing is on today's syllabus, but Bert, I'm very curious about this. So when you bought these new vehicles that did not have a spare tire, did the salesperson say anything about that? Did they say, hey, Bert, look, I want you to know that this is way better than a spare tire, because who the heck wants to get out there and change a tire? All you have to do is open this compartment, and there's this can of aerosol, and you just screw it into the tire valve, and you're good to go. I mean, what do they do? How did they convey this? Well, or did they just conceal it all?
Pretty much they concealed it, but it's not really on my mind. Honestly, Vince, I didn't know. I didn't have a spare. I get, you know, tires are, you know, the vehicles I'm buying come with, you know, brand new tires, and I'm typically leasing the car, so the tire's in good shape. I don't get a lot of flats, but honestly, when I had the flat, I was parking it where at my destination, and I thought, I just called AAA up and open it up and have them put my spare on. I thought I had a spare. And I go looking for the spare, and I even read the manual. I go, well, maybe it's hidden somewhere. You know, sometimes I have those little spares, and I've even seen cars where they have spares that aren't fully inflated, and you inflate them, and they give you a pump in it. And so all I found was a can of the goop and instructions on how to use it. And I opted not to, which was a good thing. And as I said, the guy who came, he put some air in the tire. He, you know, their truck's equipped with an air pump. And he goes, you know, that leaks really slow. You're probably make it home fine and just, you know, have it fixed the next day, which is what I did. But give me another long answer, Vince, to your question for class is I did not know. I didn't ask. Wasn't on my mind. Salesman didn't tell me about it. And, Vince, I suspect it's more than that one car I've had. Haven't had a spare. I'm guessing my other car probably likely does not have a spare either. Now, I think my other car has what are known as run flat tires. And I don't know how they work or why they work, but it says that if you have a flat, and I don't know if that includes all four tires or just one, but if you have a flat, you can drive safely for a small number of miles at slow speed to eventually get the tire fixed.
Now, you live in California, and I used to live there. And I know that some of these roads are five lanes wide, and nobody goes less than 10 miles above the speed limit. I mean, they go faster than the speed limit when they can. And going slow is like a recipe for suicide. Is that right?
Yeah. So, well, I mean, you're hopefully not on the freeway. But, Vince, I'm going to throw it back to you. What do you know about run flat tires, and are they safe? Because that's something that I think class would like to know, because a lot of cars come with them. I know BMW that I no longer have, I know for sure it came with them.
Yeah, I'm not an expert on run flat tires. I like the pneumatic tires that just have a balloon of rubber, different rubber compounds, a tread compound, a sidewall, and the inner liner. But my 1968 AMX, which you've ridden in, had a spare tire, which I've never used, and it came with an aerosol inflator. So it was a full-size wheel with an inflatable spare tire. So if you did have a flat, you screw it into the spare tire valve, and then you inflate it and change the wheel and tire. So and it came with a jack, and it came with a tire lug nut wrench and jack handle and all that. So it was good. But what I've learned is about, according to AAA, in the last 10 years, more than almost 30 million cars were sold in the United States without a spare tire. Without a spare tire. And what they're saying is that they want to drive fuel economy up. And in order to drive fuel economy up, you have to do several things. You have to reduce parasitic drag. You have to reduce rolling friction. You have to reduce internal friction of the engine, the transmission, the driveline, the differential, the wheel bearings, all those things. And you have to reduce the drag of the tires themselves and reduce the weight and make the car more aerodynamic. Well, the car manufacturers figured that they could save 30 pounds, roughly, by replacing a spare tire with a 4-pound or so inflator kit.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. An overwhelming majority of Republicans don't believe a felony conviction should keep a candidate out of the White House. That's according to a CBS News YouGov poll conducted yesterday. It says 80% of likely Republican voters say presidential candidate Trump should be allowed to serve as commander-in-chief again, even if he's convicted on federal charges related to classified documents. The poll shows 76% of Republicans are more concerned about the indictment being politically motivated than they are about potential national security risks by Trump. Saudi Arabia is seeking stronger collaboration with China, not competition. During the Arab-China Business Conference yesterday, the Saudi energy minister said they recognize China has taken the lead in getting the right manufacturers and that there is value in working with their country. He went on to say this doesn't mean that we're not going to collaborate with others. Lance Pry, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Watch it. It's going to be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Why do you have God here?
Take my... When you go to the TV, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, Bert, I find this fascinating because I think we're fleshing out some details that some of our class might not have been aware of. And I'm talking about the charging cable. I'm talking about the tires and the spare tires, or the lack of the spare tires, etc. And you sharing your experiences. But I want to say this. On Friday, I picked up the phone during class and I called Ron Allen. Ron Allen is the voice of USA Prepares. He does the introductions, the outroductions, and rejoiners. You know, Vincent Fennelli, that guy. And I heard this commercial over and over and over again, and I just love it. I think it's one of the best commercials ever produced. And you just heard it. I want pizza. I want pizza tonight. We want pizza. We want pizza tonight. So I called him up, and I said, Ron, and I've known Ron for as long as we've been on the air. And I said, Ron, are those your children in that commercial? And he said, yeah, yeah, they are. And so when his children were younger, they did that. And I said, Ron, will you come on the air with us and talk about advertising? And what he suggested to me was great. He said, and I told him, he asked me what I was up to, and I told him I'm writing this book, and he said, audiobook. And I said, really? He said, yeah, you need to do an audiobook. And if you're going to do one, he said, 5-Minute University will be really popular, and it needs to be an audiobook. And I said, I love it. So we're going to do a class with Ron Allen talking about commercials, how commercials work, because he's an expert in it. He produces a lot of the commercials for Genesis Communications Network and other media outlets. And we're going to talk about my problem with the book and how to make an audiobook happen and how commercials work. So that'll be coming up. As soon as we have an opening, Ron Allen will be plugged in. He is an absolutely brilliant, brilliant guy. He's got great advice. And he's a USA Prepares instructor. So I just want to share that with you. And Bert, back to you asked me about run flat tires. A Pirelli P0 run flat tire can cost about $620. That's unmounted and unbalanced. That's just the tire. Okay? If you want to have it installed, that's extra. So you're probably looking at darn close to $650 each. And the reality of the situation is, as I mentioned, we have a tire shop here at our farm, and some of the locals buy tires from us. We can put a set of tires on a vehicle for less than one run flat tire. You know, this Pirelli P0 run flat tire at $650 installed, we can put four tires on installed. You know, so these things, now that's not the least expensive tire. You can buy a Michelin that's a little less expensive than that. And there are all kinds of designs. But the run flat tires, once you have a flat, from what I know about them, is once you have a flat and you ride on a flat run flat tire, that doesn't mean you can really use it again. It has to be inspected by someone who knows what to look at when they take the tire off the wheel and see if you destroyed the sidewall. Because then it won't be suitable for safe driving. So just because it's run flat doesn't mean that you can get a flat, ride on it, put more air in it, and you're good to go. It's just to get you to a safer place than being on the highway with a flat tire. So you can, you know, get that tire replaced. But, Bert, this is nuts. This is absolutely nuts. So, and how long does a run flat tire last?
Yeah.
Well, okay. So this Pirelli. Now, Pirelli is a tier one tire. So it's not like Pirelli is a, you know, second tier or third tier. It's top shelf tire. Michelin is as well. Well, tires are graded in temperature, how well they can handle hot roads. Like in Florida and southern parts of the United States where the road temperature is really hot, you know, over 100 degrees. Because you've got a rubber tire, the tire gets softer with the higher temperatures, and the contact patch of the tire hitting the road heats up the tire, as well as the internal friction of the tire, as well as the air temperature around the tire. So a tire that can handle warm temperatures, that's one rating of a tire. Another is traction. And then the third rating of a tire is how long it'll last. So if you say a tire with a rating of 100 lasts roughly 10,000 miles. A tire rating of 200 would last 20,000 miles. A tire rating of 400, about 40,000 miles. 600, 60,000 miles. So a Pirelli run flat tire with a rating of 200, that means it'll last about one-third as long as the tires that we sell around here at our shop. Because the tires, this is crazy, Bert.
Well, Vince, I guess there's two answers, though. The one answer is how many miles can you drive safely without the tire disintegrating to get to help for the tire? And the other answer, which would be a lower number of miles, is how far can you drive before you damage that tire and make it irreparable?
I don't think there is a real clear-cut answer, and I'll tell you why. I believe it depends on the road conditions. I believe it depends on the cracks in the road. I believe it depends on the smoothness or the lack thereof of the road surface and the temperature and how flat it is. So, for example, in the last 2 days, we replaced two tires that our customers had flats on. Now, these are traditional pneumatic tires, you know, the old-fashioned kind that you put air in them, and there's no run flat, just a regular pneumatic tire. And they drove them when they were really, really low on air. And what they did was they ruined the sidewall, because what happened is the rim of the wheel was riding on the inside of the tire. So really the tire was flat, flopping around, you know, as it went down the road. It destroyed the tire, which was almost new. So a hole in the tire let the air out, and the owner just drove on it and ruined the tire. And then, and this is a front-wheel drive vehicle, so the tires have to be the same type tread and about the same amount of wear. Otherwise, you'll damage the front drive system. So now one tire going flat caused the owner, who had to get tires immediately, couldn't wait one day for us to get the tires, had to have them that same day, went to Walmart, bought two tires at 50% more than we would charge. They got two tires, and also bent the wheel. So these Asian vehicles with these really fancy-looking wheels, that they can't take the pounding of a flat. So now we have bent wheels, four of them, and tires that were damaged. It's unbelievable. So it's not like the good old days when you had a flat and you just pull off the side of the road with your steel wheel and the wheel would be okay. You just get a new tire. One new tire. No, now you have to get two new tires. And if you have an all-wheel drive vehicle, you have to get four new tires because they all have to match. Same diameter, same make, same model, same wear amount. It's unbelievable how expensive a flat tire can be. And in the case of these Pirellis, we're looking at $1,300 for two, $2,600 for four. And we're not talking about buying a car. We're talking about four tires.
Yeah.
Bert, I just have one other question, I think. I just have one other. Were you livid when you found out that you didn't have a spare tire and the jam that these guys put you in by not telling you?
You know, Vince, I took, you know how you learn little tidbits from people. I remember Steve Jobs gave a famous commencement speech at Stanford University, and class can look it up. It was a really insightful speech, and this was sadly a few years before he passed away from pancreatic cancer. But he was telling class, you know, part of his life story, and he said one thing he learned was don't sweat the small stuff. If you're going to worry about things, you know, try to worry less, but you got to worry because, you know, bad things happen. But don't worry about the small things. Worry about important things. And that's how he, you know, he learned that somewhere halfway through his life and lived the rest of his life that way. Now, obviously, he cared about his health. He was trying all kinds of treatments to, you know, get healthier. But it didn't bother me that much. It's what's the worst that would have happened? I would have had the car towed either home or to the wheel shop. So it wasn't that big a deal.
Yeah. Okay. Well, to me, you know, I you could probably have seen the smoke coming out of my ears for miles. You know, if I bought a new car and that fact were concealed from me for many reasons. But, you know, I guess maybe I have a short fuse. Bert, what's next?
Vince, probably something more serious. You were talking about Teslas, so number of news articles and reports have come out over the, well, it's been ongoing, but in particular on Saturday, article from the Washington Post, basically chronicling the number of crashes and sadly fatalities from using autopilot in the car that's mostly using autopilot are Teslas. And we've told class, and I know you and I have disagreed on the economies of using an EV, but I think we both agree the autopilot is a crazy experiment that has gone wrong. And people, you know, somehow they put their confidence into autopilot mode, and the car, it's not foolproof. It's not even accurate. And what happens is it's been getting Teslas into crashes. And this article just out on Saturday by Faziz Siddiqui and Jeremy Mitchell of the Washington Post chronicles the fallacies of Tesla's autopilot. So if you do have a Tesla, our advice to class would be, you know what, if you want to try it in your driveway or around the block for fun, go ahead. But don't use it out on the roads or especially on the highways, because it's got glitches in it. I mean, I think each one of these crashes, there's probably slightly different issues and different setting. And most of them were not fatal, but sadly, a number of them were. And it's I don't know how this got approved, Vince, because, you know, you look at the NHTSA is so conservative into what they allow and how they investigate these crashes and the also the agencies that govern the manufacturer, of course. I don't know how it got approved, but not good then.
Well, you know, I guess it got approved the same way Mercedes-Benz or Daimler got approval to sell their cars. They bribe people with millions of dollars. And, you know, this article you're talking about in the Washington Post, about a 17-year-old gets off the school bus, gets run over by a
Model Y. Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Bert's with us, and we got way out into the weeds so far. But, Class, I just want you to know that when you talk about these run flat tires, just don't go out and buy a set of run flat tires and stick them on your vehicle because the suspension has to be tuned for it. Suspension of the vehicle is modified so that run flat tires will work on it. The wheels have to be designed for the run flat tires. And then some of them have really strong reinforced sidewalls. So you can't just throw one run flat tire on or two because the handling characteristics are different. The wheels are different. The suspension's different. And be prepared to spend a lot more money, for this run flat feature. And they don't last as long. They cost way more. To me, it sounds like the wrong way to go. But that's just me. Bert, I decided to pursue some advanced learning, high-speed learning, in the field of economics over the weekend. And I thought, well, you know, what I really need to do is have like a doctoral level course in economics. You know, you and I have master's degrees in economics, but I thought what I really needed was a doctoral degree. And so I pursued that this weekend. And during this advanced high-speed learning, which was accomplished through telecommunications, I was able to pursue this. And specifically, I was talking to my brother-in-law, and we were talking about a bridal shower. And that's when I started learning this advanced economics. I asked him, so what does a bridal shower cost today? And he said, well, 50 to 100 people, roughly $5,500. And that includes the venue, and you get that for 3 or 4 hours. And they have a fountain with, champagne or something like that, and ice, and you have lunch. So it's $50.50 for 3 hours of bridal shower. I was really confused because I actually thought that, bridal shower was something that somebody had in the living room. You know, you invited a few people over, and that's the way it worked. But no, it's not the way it is. And then I asked him about weddings, and he said, well, weddings are now destinations. And I had to get some advanced training on what that meant. So a destination, I thought I knew, and I guess I was close. So you go somewhere. You go to, the islands. I'm not talking about Staten Island or Long Island. I'm talking about like the Virgin Islands, or you go to Mexico, or you go, you know, some destination, and then you have a wedding. So everybody flies in. And so I said, so, all right, so who actually pays for that? Does the bride and company pay for everybody to fly in? No. See, that's a la carte. Everybody pays for his own fly. So let's say a husband and wife or aunt and uncle or grandparents, they each pay for their own transportation. And I asked them about the hotel. You know, if they're going to have it at a hotel. Are the rooms included? No, that's not included. And so I said, what about, the ride to the airport? To fly out to the islands. No, that's not included either. So you're on your own to get there, and you're on your own to get back, and you're on your own when you stay there, and you're on your own for your meals and other costs other than the actual wedding, which probably, maybe 4 hours, 3 hours, something like that. And I asked him about what that costs. He said about $50,000 for 100 people. So this is where I got my advanced degree in economics over the weekend on a one-hour telephone call. I was absolutely stunned, Bert. Do you have a reaction to that? I know we've never talked about this, never, not once.
Yeah. Now this was something you signed up for. You saw the ad inside the pack of matches, and it said, you too can have an MBA. Be clear here.
Well, no, this is, if you have an MBA, this was an advanced, this is a doctoral, a DBA, a Doctorate of Business Administration, DBA. So that's something
So
I'm a little bit ahead of you. I'm a little bit ahead of you because now I have my DBA.
Okay.
Hey, Bert, it only takes an hour. If you want, I'll ask my brother and I'll give you a call.
Okay.
So you can get yours too. But no, what I'm saying is he educated me, and I'm really thankful for it for a lot of reasons. But I had no idea. I knew a wedding. I thought, $10,000 would be an enormous amount of money for a wedding. But we're talking $50,000, the current administration. Bert, that for some people, that's a quarter of a house.
How about full price, no scholarships at an Ivy League school for your child? For 4 years, room and board, books. What's that come to?
Well, I know that some schools are in the 70s, like 70 grand
per year.
Per year.
So you're looking at over $250,000 for 4 years.
Yeah, that's why dentists and lawyers have got to get out there and hustle, because now they have so much debt that allegedly they want to pay back, or are supposed to pay back. And, unless Biden has his way, says, we were just kidding about that student loan. You don't have to pay that back. That was just a joke. But it's on us. We'll let the taxpayers pay for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when we come back, I just want to share with you why this education was so important and what I'm going to do with my new doctorate in business administration.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.